Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Turn to Altocet IGR for hornfly specific control year after year. Altocet IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altocet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altocetigr.com.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the latest WASDE report came out last week, and OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said the biggest surprises were that we didn't see many changes.
I think there were some surprises in this WASDE, and that was that there was really no changes. You look at wheat, they increased ending stocks, so about 50 million bushels. The hard red winter wheat ending stocks, they lowered about 5 million bushels. And the offset in of higher U.S. wheat ending stocks was offset by foreign ending stocks being lowered just a little bit. Corn and beans, there was no change in U.S. corn and beans. And if you look what happened in the market after the report, nothing, just wallowing around. So the surprise, nothing. However, in May, we could have a surprise because in May, they released the 23-24 marketing year estimates. The first estimates to come on that, and the market will be watching those real close, both for the United States and for the world.
Well, what's the market offering for harvest-delivered grains and cotton?
If you look at wheat, somewhere around $8 a bushel. If you go to southern Oklahoma around I-40, 20 cents left, less, $7.80. You go down to Snyder Altus, it may drop another 10 cents from that. The panhandle, about 10 cents higher. You're looking at corn, $5.30, the panhandle, $6.20. Southern Oklahoma around Weatherford, that area around $5.80. And soybeans, $12.20. And if you look at those charts, we just haven't had any changes in those prices over the last couple of weeks.
What's the status of the latest wheat crop?
If it's going any direction, it's probably getting worse in Oklahoma. You look at Kansas, that's 61, poor to very poor, 61%. You look at Oklahoma, 46%. The crop's just in bad shape. You've got little areas, little spots that's gotten rain, and the crop looks relatively good. But I talked to one producer, and he said it's too late for rain right now. Now, you go up into Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, those areas, you've got 10% poor to very poor, 1% in Wyoming. So it's relatively good in those northern states. But down here in Oklahoma and Kansas, where the wheat is grown, it's not very good, and the price reflects that poor condition. Soft red winter wheat, it's in good shape, and it's probably improving as we're getting closer to harvest. But right this part of the world, we're hurting for certain.
For sure. Hurting for certain.
To hear the latest from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.